Baseball. America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus. Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Hey, is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour, but it's a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm here with producer Jack Stern, and I'm here with you. I don't care where you're listening. I don't care what you're doing. Care where you're coming from, who you doing. I'm here. You can follow me at JR Sport Brief. You can talk to me, 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy night. We're going to get back to the Thursday night football game as the Cleveland Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. The final score, 29-17. The Steelers need a lot. And I'm not basing that just off of this one game tonight. I'm basing this off of several games and just the deterioration of the squad over the past several seasons. I mean, they were fool's gold in the kind of the latter years of Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, at one point, they went on a ridiculous run. They got into the playoffs, and they disappointed. Well, now they're looking for a quarterback. They drafted one at number 20 with Kenny Pickett. They have a placeholder in Trubisky. You got to get punched in the mouth sometimes and kind of restart and rebuild, and that's where they're at right now. And so, yeah, we got a lot of people saying, oh, the Steelers are playing too conservative. Well, what you want them to do? You going to get them a new offensive line? You going to get them a quarterback, a star quarterback with experience? They don't just grow on trees. We'll get to the Steelers. We've talked about them earlier on in the show. For anyone who's missed it, we did talk about Ime Udoka. The man is suspended. He's gone for the entire year. The Boston Celtics put out a release and they said, yeah, he's suspended. And when it comes down to his return or a potential return, we'll decide that at a later date. And so there's no guarantee that Ime Udoka ever comes back as head coach of the Boston Celtics, despite all of the success that he had in his first season, helping to take the team to the NBA Finals. He made a decision, and now he has to live with the consequences of it. Is it harsh? Yes, it is. I agree, it's harsh. It'd be a hell of a distraction if you had a countdown when he came back. It'd be a hell of a distraction if the Celtics were winning, but then the team was going to just get handed back to him automatically, I don't know, in November or December or January. They had to get him out of the building. They had to lessen the distraction. Even though he's gone, he's still going to be talked about. Wait until Celtics Media Day. It'll be a circus. Before we get out of here this hour, I do want to talk to you about Sean Payton. Seems like he might be open to rejoining the circus in the NFL as a head coach, maybe the circus of the Dallas Cowboys. But as we continue on here with this hour, I do want to continue talking about tonight's Thursday night football game. 29-17, the Browns beat the Steelers. The Cleveland Browns just dominate on the ground. They dominate time of possession. You think about Nick Chubb, 113 yards by himself plus a touchdown. Kareem Hunt chips in 47. They have 171 total yards, considering Jacoby Brissett's yards as well. And then if you think about time of possession, the Cleveland Browns had the ball for approximately 36 minutes. Pittsburgh Steelers, They had it for about 24. The Pittsburgh Steelers could only also muster 6 first downs in the second half of the game. They couldn't even get to a first down if they needed to. And so this was one of those punch-you-in-the-mouth games. And we got two teams in, I don't want to say two different directions. The Steelers are hoping they have their future quarterback in Kenny Pickett. The Browns basically sold their souls to bring in Deshaun Watson. And we all know they hope that he can come back by week 13 and take on his former team in Texas, in Houston, those Texans. That's the hope. And so this ain't all that bad for the Cleveland Browns. Right now, they're 2-1. The Cleveland Browns are the best team, by record, in the AFC North. You look at the Ravens and what they did. They beat the Jets 1 week, and then they choke away a victory against Miami the next. Not the most beautiful of things for the Ravens. And then so for the Browns, if we have to look at what they've done, they barely beat the Panthers in their first victory. They lost to the Jets in the last 2 minutes of a game. It's like y'all basically just sucked, quit, and gave up thinking it was over. Nick Chubb even admitted, yeah, I should have taken a knee and killed the clock instead of scoring. It's not like the Browns have had some impressive win. And tonight they beat a Steelers team that's in transition. Clowney was out with a sprained ankle, and Brissett is just holding down the fort. That's all he's doing. Tonight, 220 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. He helped get things going early on in the game. He threw a pass out to Amari Cooper, who's brand new to the team. I want you to hear that call here, courtesy of the Browns Radio Network.
From the Steeler 11, out of the shotgun, Brissett back to pass, looks, throws, middle, Cooper caught it, touchdown! Just what you said, they're thinking touchdown, and they get touchdown. He worked against the safety, Terrell Edmonds, and he gets in there for the score, Brissett to Cooper for the second game in a row.
Yeah, no one is going to mistake Jacoby Brissett as the second coming. Who he is in the NFL is a placeholder. You know, I always tell you, I look at quarterbacks and put them in 3 separate categories. You got the guys who are your stars. You go into the game having full confidence that they're going to lead you to victory. That if your team happens to be behind, that they're going to help lead you on that comeback, that game-winning drive, setting up that winning field goal, or maybe even that touchdown. You have those quarterbacks who are in the middle, waiting to be replaced. And then you have the latter third, where they scare the living hell out of you. Well, Jacoby Brissett is somewhere between that second tier and that third tier. He's a placeholder. He's not going to wow you week to week. Some weeks he'll be good. Some weeks he'll be bad. He's kind of just there. Hey, Andrew Luck decided to retire. Well, Jacoby, it's your show now. Oh, well, Tom Brady, Garoppolo were broken. It's your turn. And here we have Deshaun Watson, suspended. Hey, Jacoby, can you hold it down for about 9, 10, 11 games? And that's what we got. And so the Cleveland Browns should actually be thrilled and happy. Yeah, they're at 2-1 despite these victories being, eh. And so Jacoby Brissett, he spoke after the game, and we know the rivalry between the Steelers and the Browns, and due to proximity and the AFC North, etc. Jacoby Brissett, he was asked about this victory tonight, and he considered it to be a great team win.
I thought it was a great team win. We obviously on offense started out slow, and then I think we settled in, and then we just started to get things going. We knew it was going to be a 60-minute football game. Obviously, they're a good team, great coaches, good players. So it was just about – it came back to us. And I think we did a good job of settling back in and then just making our routine plays.
Oh, yeah, they were routine as routine can be. Run the football down their throats. Their offense can't keep up with a damn thing. Let's hold the football because we know they can't do anything, and let's go home with a victory. And that's what the Browns did. Head coach Kevin Stefanski, he basically echoed the same sentiments from Jacoby Brissett. Take a listen to what Coach Stefanski had to say.
That's just a great team win, and I'm really proud of those guys for fighting. Short week with all the things, with last Sunday. For those guys to come through, first of all, just battle to make it to this game, which is not easy. But then the fight for 60 minutes, and I thought it was really a team win. I think it was offense, defense, special teams all working together.
It's funny to me, all those things from last Sunday. Y'all choked. That's what happened. You took on the New York Jets and you choked. That's what happened. That's what took place. Y'all should have been better than what you did, and y'all just handed the game over to the Jets. And so here you take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you come back from a halftime deficit 1 point, and you actually have a victory. We know what the deal is. The Browns' goal this season? Try to stay alive. Try to stay relevant. Just try to stay in the playoff hunt until Deshaun Watson comes back. Because it's one thing for Jacoby Brissett to air the ball out to Amari Cooper. It's a whole nother level if Deshaun Watson is scrambling around, generating offense, and then dumping the ball out to Cooper. They're just trying to stay afloat. And so Jacoby Brissett, he was also asked after the game, based on what you've done tonight, do you feel that you've proven yourself? Do you feel like you have, quieted some of the critics? This is what he had to say about his own play.
I'm not in this to answer anybody's questions. I'm in here to play good football, play for my teammates, and enjoy this moment. And that's what it really is all about. I can look those guys in their faces and tell them I'm giving them my best. And that's what I look forward to.
Yeah, basically, I'm just trying to help us stay afloat. That's it. And so for the AFC North, the Browns are at the top. After week three, yes, we've already started week three of the NFL season tonight. The Browns are at the top of the AFC North. The Bengals are 0-2. You got the Ravens at 1-1. They just completely imploded against the Miami Dolphins. And we know Pittsburgh, well, damn it, Pittsburgh is in for a long, long season either way. And so when I take a look at the AFC North, yeah, it's always going to be a battle. I'm still confident that the Ravens will go out there and win it. And maybe the Bengals will turn their season around. You never know. I know the Steelers ain't winning it. I'd put some money down on that if I were more of a betting man. And if I have to think about the immediate schedule here for the Cleveland Browns, they have the Atlanta Falcons next. They have the Chargers. Good luck trying to outscore them. Maybe they'll choke. Chargers like to do that too. You have New England. I don't care how bad they are. That won't be a cakewalk. The Browns take on their divisional rivals in Baltimore and Cincinnati. Then they have Miami. We know Miami likes to put up the points even early. Buffalo, Tampa Bay, and then week 13 against Houston. This is the powder puff portion of the schedule for the Browns. By the time we start pulling up into Halloween and into November, it's going to be tough. And I'm not sure that they're going to be able to stay afloat that long until Deshaun comes back. We'll see. They're capable, but I'd have more confidence in the Ravens. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When you look at the AFC North, based on what we've seen so far, what team do you believe has the best chance of coming out on top? I'd still say the Ravens. Between the Ravens and Browns, they'll battle it out. And maybe the Bengals bounce back. Maybe. Just keep in mind, I don't care what Super Bowl they went to, it's still the Bengals. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines up. Easy, easy, easy. Mike is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR?
Hey, Mike, you're live.
Yes. I just wanted to say I always felt kind of bad for Trubisky for where and when he was drafted. I was incensed with the Chicago management for doing it. And then when he went to Pittsburgh, I was hoping that Tomlin and the Pittsburgh people could really pull him together and help him be at least a serviceable quarterback, because I really, really wanted it to hang around Matt Nagy's neck like a millstone. And that's about all I had to say.
Well, thank you, Mike, for calling from Illinois, bringing a little bit of perspective for all. Yeah, Matt Nagy, gone. Mitch Trubisky, soon to be gone. And it doesn't matter if you leave Chicago and go elsewhere. These guys have been a disaster. Gone. John is calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Baseball. America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball comes home.
Is this happening? It is!
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV+. Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall!
And now, with Apple TV+, Friday Night Baseball comes home.
Is this happening? It is!
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV+.
What would you do with an extra 20 hours a week? How about 40? Get part-time or full-time help with a virtual assistant from The Room. Trusted by entrepreneurs, executives, even busy families. The Room's virtual assistants are trained, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and matched to fit your needs. Work smarter, delegate more, and get your time back. You have a lot more podcasts to listen to. Visit trytheroom.com. That's trytheroom.com.
Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball comes home.
Is this happening? It is!
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV+.
JR, what is going on?
How are you? What's on your mind, John? Go ahead.
Hey, AJ, I was calling about the Steelers, man, and just watching that performance, all I could think is, oh, my God, Trubisky, he's like he's scared to throw the ball. I'm just like, throw the ball. Give us a 50-50 chance to get a penalty or something. Just throw the ball. But I don't think he's the answer. Like you say, I've been listening to other callers. It's too early to throw Pickens in there. With the offensive line we have, it's not a good time. I watched him in the preseason, too. He's still staring down receivers. It wouldn't be a good look for him. Like you say, we're just going to have to ride it out with Trubisky. I think the crowd yelling at Pickens – at the games, I think that's throwing Trubisky off. He never should have been a first-round pick. Played like a 1 year in college. He should not have been a first-round pick. But
well, when you think about the trade that brought him in, I think that's also a major reason. You think about the draft, I think that's a major reason. You think about mm-hmm. where Mahomes is at, that's a major reason. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people, maybe unless you happen to be in Chicago, are kind of past that. And for Trubisky, this is his last chance before Pickett takes over. That's what he's there for. They didn't draft him to keep him in cobwebs, you know?
Yes, sir. I think probably by around week six.
Okay.
They'll probably make the change. Tomlin hasn't had a losing season, and I don't think he's going to let this be the start fooling with Mitch, you know. So, but yeah, I'm with you on that one. Okay. Oh, man, it's a tough one. It was a tough one tonight.
It is. And thank you, John, for calling from D.C. And I also believe that Mike Tomlin isn't just going to, quote-unquote, pull the plug because there's public pressure to do so. He's going to do it because he thinks it's right for them to win football games. And if he's not confident that Kenny Pickett is going to go out there and start and give them a chance to win, he won't do it. If we're watching a game and Trubisky is just not doing a damn thing, then yeah, I could see him putting Kenny Pickett out there. And I think it will be easy for everybody to consume. The media, the fans, I think people will be understanding of it. Let it happen organically. Let's not just go out here and force it. Ben, he's calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, I'm going to tell you exactly what I told you right after the Steelers got Trubisky, and that's as a Steelers fan. After we got Pouncey and DeCastro, we went a good 6, 7, 8 years where we didn't draft day one or day two any O-line talent and really any D-line talent. And we needed that. We're getting beat up in the trenches. You know, the New England ran the game out on us the last 6 minutes of the game. Browns ran all over us. If the Bengals didn't, we were very lucky to beat the Bengals. It was after 5 turnovers, I mean, because they basically gave us the game and we had a freak blocked kick. We needed to just let Trubisky be out there and build the team for the quarterback. I'm not convinced that Pickett is a generational talent. Najee Harris is a nice back. I don't think he's a generational talent. Dev Bush was a bust. We needed to build the trenches, and we didn't do it. And we don't have Big Ben to bail out Tomlin in the fourth quarter anymore to steal these ugly victories. And we're paying the price. It's going to be a bad year.
Yeah, well, I think that goes without saying. Thank you, Ben, for calling from D.C. We see how bad of a year it is. You know, whether you want to take a look at the coaching, the offensive play calling, the talent that's on the field, there are multiple issues that the Steelers need to go out there and figure out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I will leave the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yes, Thursday night football went down. Pittsburgh, they lose to the Cleveland Browns 29-17. AFC North, as we know, will always be a dogfight. It's not the only NFL news that has come down the pipe or that will continue to bubble up for the next few days. You know, we've talked about Mike Tomlin a little bit. His standing as Steelers head coach hasn't had a losing season, been there for 16 years. He ain't going nowhere. Sean Payton, Super Bowl winning coach with the Saints. He's decided to be in television, but he talked recently. And he said, next year, yeah, he might come back. I want to share that with you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about Thursday night football, and I will continue to do so. It's the Browns beat the Steelers 29-17. What happens at the quarterback position for both teams? And can Jacoby Brissett hold down the Browns until Deshaun Watson comes back? What the hell is going on with the Steelers' entire offense and the quarterback position? When does Kenny Pickett play? But we know Mike Tomlin is going to hold things down. The players respect him. They'll play for the man. And this is just going to be a down year. He might have his first losing season, and I don't think a damn human being would be shocked. I think it's almost expected. If they can do otherwise, good for him. And Mike Tomlin, behind Bill Belichick now, is the second longest tenured head coach in the NFL at 16 years. It's amazing that he's still here all these years later. And it seems like every season at the first just inkling of adversity, people are ready to move Mike Tomlin out the door, like the Steelers are one of these sad sack organizations who just, you know, have their coaching seat as a carousel. No, they're not. They're going to rock with this man unless there's some type of disaster. And so I guess it's appropriate that someone else who was around for a long ass time, we're talking 16 years completed with the New Orleans Saints, and he just decided to step down, is Sean Payton. We remember earlier this year, he said, I'm done. I've had enough. I'm trying to look into other things in life like family. He's currently doing television. But recently, Sean Payton, he was on what a lot of people are on now, a podcast, New Orleans.Football podcast. And Sean Payton was asked, hey man, we know that you're doing television right now this minute. We know that you're not going to wake up and be able to coach an NFL team this year. But if the opportunity were to present itself next year, Sean Payton, would you be interested in getting back out there and coaching again? This is what he had to say about enjoying life, but maybe waiting for the right thing.
Do you already know right now that you want to coach in 2023?
That's a good question. I would say this. I really enjoy what I'm doing right now, and more maybe than I thought. If the right situation presented itself, Mike, I would definitely be interested in, and there's no utopia, if you will, when it comes to teams. But, you know, if I felt like it was the right situation, I would have an interest in that. That all being said, you know, that could come in a year. That could come in 2 years.
Yeah, it could. I do believe he's going to be back out there coaching. And I don't think it's out of this world to think about him going and coaching the Dallas Cowboys. Would Sean Payton be the guy to sit down with Jerry Jones and say, listen, if I'm going to come here and coach, you got to sit your ass down? I think we know the answer is no. But is Sean Payton going to say, you know, you have to allow me some type of input with personnel decisions? And if you're Jerry Jones, you might look at Sean Payton and say, this guy might be my best and last chance to go out there and have some success. It's like he tried this years ago with Bill Parcells. Didn't work. Maybe with Sean Payton, will the results be different? We know about Sean Payton and a Super Bowl win over the Colts. He's one of the most innovative minds in the NFL when it comes down to offense. We saw what Jameis Winston did just in a limited scope after kind of sitting under his learning tree with him and Breeze for a year. I think prior to his injury last season, Jameis Winston was at 14 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. He threw 3 interceptions a couple of days ago against the Buccaneers. And so ironically, what else is new? Sean Payton says, yeah, with the right situation, I'd come back. Jerry Jones has been speaking to the media. This is good news for a Cowboys fan. Dak Prescott, he's been out there, you know, with the team doing drills. He hasn't been gripping or throwing a football, but he's been out there practicing. Still has the stitches in his thumb in due time. They believe that he will come back sooner than later. Now, having said that, Jerry Jones treats his organization like it's Hunger Games. So whether or not you are the head coach Mike McCarthy and Dan Quinn is upstairs ready to take your job, Jerry Jones lets the world know, oh yeah, Dan Quinn, he could be the coach. Yeah, Mike McCarthy, he knows he's not going to be the coach forever. And yeah, I got plenty of options. Well, Jerry Jones feels the same damn way about the quarterback position. Because, listen, nobody is clamoring for Cooper Rush. But Jerry Jones said it'll be quite a dilemma if Cooper Rush and Dak, we have to make a decision. Listen to this guy.
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Okay. Yeah, well, a dilemma like Kelly Rowland. Good. He's an interesting dude, man. I guess he'd have to throw buckets upon buckets of money at Sean Payton to have him, you know, coach the squad, to coach the Cowboys. But let's also keep this in mind. Sean Payton is still under contract for another 2 seasons with the Saints. any team that would want Sean Payton, they'd have to come up with some type of compensation. This man is not sitting around ready to get picked up for free. It's not going to be fully in his control. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls before I have to roll out. We'll talk about the AFC North. If you got a question on me on Ime Udoka, go ahead, knock yourselves out. Thursday night football's a wrap. Ime suspended. Aaron Judge did not hit a home run. Let me slow down. That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thursday night football. Damn it, can we just get the high score matchups? Can we get that? I get it. It's the Steelers. It's a legacy team. It's the Browns. I'll say it again. It's the Browns. I'm trying to find the excitement there. I just want to see excitement. I get it. Not every game can be, 40-40 nationally televised game, even though this was on Amazon. But watching the Steelers and the Browns kind of duke it out is just like, okay, I like football. I like all types of style of football, but we can do better. I mean, this past Monday night football, we got a doubleheader. And between the Eagles and the Bills, they're just like, let's just light up the competition. Get some competitive, exciting games. Beggars aren't choosers, though. And speaking of tonight's game streaming on Amazon Prime, I think I told you that Aaron Judge did not hit a home run tonight in the Yankees' victory over the Red Sox. And so tomorrow night, Friday night, the New York Yankees and the Red Sox are going to play on Apple TV. Yeah. I made a joke on Twitter. Watch Aaron Judge hit both the tying home run, 61, and watch him break the record. Watch him hit two home runs on Friday night, and watch him do it on Apple Plus. They're going to be people who have a massive, massive fit. Major League Baseball, up until now, the last thing I read, Major League Baseball said, we're not changing the game. It's still going to be on Apple. They've even talked about swapping out announcers and allowing Michael Kay to potentially do the call on Apple TV. Yeah, Apple TV, I guess it's called.
Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus. Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Looking for cloud, data, or web help? There's no tech shortage in the room. The Room is a talent community offering highly skilled, ready-to-work talent when you need it. The Room's tech talent is trained to Silicon Valley standards, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and individually matched to fit your needs. Find top-tier tech talent fast, just like the kind of people who developed this cool streaming app you're on right now. Visit trytheroom.com/tech.
Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
It's a wild world. Let's get to some of your calls before I am forced to roll out. You know how to reach me, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. Jack is calling from Tennessee. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, JR, thanks for the time. When talking about the AFC North, you know, as a lifelong Bengals fan, I kind of thought coming into the year they were being disrespected with people picking the Ravens to win the division. Mm-hmm. But after 2 weeks of losing to Mitch Trubisky and Cooper Rush, I got to say the doubters look right so far. I'm interested to see if the team can get it together in the next few weeks because they have the offensive talent to be anybody. But I think with a terrible ownership and a terrible offensive line, it's going to be tough. But I think the division's wide open. I'm excited to see, you know, what happens. I think it's one of the more competitive divisions in the NFL right now.
It is. And if you got to think about your team and a disappointing start going 0-2, I mean, whoa, what do the insides feel like for Joe Burrow? Like he got sacked 6 times the other day. I mean, if he didn't have his appendix taken out, they would have knocked it out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sure. I was telling people all offseason that I didn't think the Super Bowl was a fluke. But, you know, there were a couple good bounces of the ball last year in that playoff run. So I'm excited to see if they can keep that up or if the – you know, organization, you know, like you said, it's still the Bengals, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, in due time. And thank you, Jack, for calling from Tennessee. I know that they picked up Alex Kappa from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Lyle Collins. You have him on the team. God knows, you know, what his status will be. I feel like game to game, it's always up in the air, whether he's hurt, injured, or is having some type of personal problem. And so, obviously, the offensive line is still an issue. And if you're Joe Burrow, what are we giving it? 3 or 4 years before Joe Burrow is like, damn, y'all need to protect me? What is he going to give us, the Russell Wilson? Tom is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tom?
My treasured friend, JR, how you doing tonight? Listen, most importantly, I just want to say thanks for all the good work and, you know, give you a measure of gratitude for all the work that you do to bring visibility and, well, to bring education, really, to people who've got intellectual disabilities. You really go the extra mile. I really love you for it. I got a family member who's got intellectual disability. Hey, man, thank you. Thank you so kindly. Number two, Mike Tomlin, my favorite coach in the NFL, perhaps the winningest coach in the NFL right now. I looked at his record. He's 154 and, like, 82. This is a guy who back in 2006, 2007, Notre Dame wanted Mike Tomlin out of the University of Cincinnati. Well, it didn't come to pass, but anyway, I feel bad for Mike. He's my favorite coach. He is going to have to suffer through a rebuilding season this year. We've already had our share of Mitch Trubisky in this town. I don't care if it's whoever it is, this ticket guy you mentioned. It's not going to happen for Mike, and I feel bad for him. That's all I really want to say, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Tom, for calling from Chicago. I think he's earned himself. He's earned himself some rope. He's gonna have a chance and an opportunity. I don't think the Rooneys are gonna go, oh well, it's not good this year, so we gotta get Mike the hell up on out of here. The fans might take that position. I had fans telling me last year in Pittsburgh, oh, yeah, yeah, after a poor start, Mike has got to go. Sometimes you don't know how good you have it until somebody's gone. And I think that's in any relationship. And so, yeah, we look at sports sometimes. And it's just like, oh, well, he's not living up. He has to go. There are a lot of teams. There are a lot of players who wish they had a Mike Tomlin. And I appreciate him. He gets the most out of his players. 855-212-4CBS. Dwayne is calling from South Carolina. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, how are you doing? My comment is this. Offensive coordinator Mike Canada, he got to go. I'm not satisfied. I don't know what offense has to be run, but the plays that he's calling, we got 3 wide receivers, 4. We always had a good offensive receiving core, but we can't get them the ball. And we got Harris running, the defense playing up for the run. They already know Dodgers are going to be running. I mean, we don't have anything. We got answers, but so far as them catching the ball, but the plays that are being called, that's, I really don't like that. So this kind of the guy, to me, he got to go.
Well, how much do you weigh the actual quarterback play in regards to the plays that he calls?
Well, you know what? I thought about, did we have a chance to get the guy who played for Cleveland tonight, the quarterback? Did we have a chance to get him into Trubisky this year?
What are you talking about, Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah. Did we have a chance to get him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was free. He was in Miami last year.
Right. There you go. So we had him on our team tonight. We'd have won. Trubisky, no. He's
okay.
Not throwing. Oh. Too slow.
Okay.
Lethargic, no.
All right. Well, I don't well, thank you, Dwayne. Trying to choose between Trubisky and Jacoby Brissett is they're two, at this point, placeholders. What does it matter? I don't think the Steelers are just looking at tonight's game. I think you have to look at the season in its entirety and say, who's going to give us the best chance of winning and moving towards success? These are the type of conversations that the teams cannot have publicly. They can't say, hey, guys, because it's a business, this is a rebuilding season. Who the hell says that? I mean, you get admissions of that in very few instances. Most times, the fans are smart enough to understand that. So whether it's Trubisky or whether it's Brissett, they ain't going to be there for the long haul. Jim is calling from Boise. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how you doing? First time caller. Really quick, I got a couple things. One, I am a Washington Commanders fan, but I still follow Pittsburgh because I grew up in the area. And they need to give Tomlin a break. You got to remember, these coaches in the offseason, they have a lot of family things going on, a lot of personal things going on. Not to mention the fact that the Steelers suffered a death of a quarterback. Nobody seems to mention in the offseason that would have replaced the outgoing quarterback.
Haskins.
That young man was absolutely great. Unfortunately, he had a tragedy. And me being a Commanders fan, we haven't had a winning season since 1982. And with all our drama, if we can, you know, make it through this, people just got to buck up for the long haul and just say, hey, you know, these are things that happen. You got to look at it from a logic point of view. No one man's perfect. No one coach is perfect. No one quarterback's perfect. But if they put the effort out on the football field and the effort in training, you will see it pay off.
Yeah, well, they got a whole lot of work to do and also bringing in talent. Thank you, Jim, for calling up from Boise. Bobby from Baltimore, you're going to get the last word tonight. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
JR, a longtime listener. I call you about once a week, and always a phenomenal show.
Thank you.
Matt Canada, the offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is the problem. If you look back at last year where Ben Roethlisberger was checking down every single time to Najee Harris and checking down to having those little 7-yard throws to Juju Smith, he doesn't have a long game. He doesn't have that running game that the Steelers fans are used to. And I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan, 100%. But I'm also a Maryland Terrapins fan. So I know where Matt Canada came from. Simple fact is, it's the same offense he was running at Maryland. And it's never going to work. And the simple fact is, he needs to go.
Okay. All right. Were you giving him the boot now or later?
I give him the boot before you bring in Kenny Pickett, because I don't want to see that young man ruined.
Okay. Well, I think it's going to take time. I'd be a little shocked or surprised if they completely relieved him of his duties midseason. And I think maybe probably no longer than midway through the year, we'll probably see Kenny Pickett out there. And if at that point the offense doesn't open up or change, I mean, Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett have two different skill sets. If at that point we don't see a change, then I would happen to agree. I'd want to see that take place first. I think there are other problems and issues that might ruin Kenny Pickett a little bit sooner than that. Hey, Jack, I want to thank you for an amazing night and all your help in putting the show together, man.
Thank you for having me, JR. It's truly a pleasure. You're a one-of-a-kind host, a one-of-a-kind guy. It's always great to listen to your takes, be behind the glass, get to speak with the callers, get to chime in when you see fitting, and hope to do it again soon.
No doubt about it, man. Where can people follow you online, bro?
They can follow me on Twitter at @J_Stern97 for hot takes, for cold takes, for good opinions, bad opinions, everything in between.
Oh, good, bad, and every. You got all the bases covered. Well, thank you, Jack, one more time for an amazing night. And thank you to everybody who has listened and locked in all across North America. Tomorrow, we're going to get you ready for a full slate of Week 3 NFL action. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you miss me in the meantime, you can find me on social media. That is at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Steeler fans, yeah, Kenny Pickett will play, just not immediately. Just give it a little bit of time. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio, but you don't want to go anywhere. Why? Amy Lawrence, she is coming up next. Don't move. Thank you, Jack.
Baseball. America's game. It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Third. Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus. Baseball. America's game. It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Looking for cloud, data, or web help? There's no tech shortage in the room. The Room is a talent community offering highly skilled, ready-to-work talent when you need it. The Room's tech talent is trained to Silicon Valley standards, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and individually matched to fit your needs. Find top-tier tech talent fast, just like the kind of people who developed this cool streaming app you're on right now. Visit trytheroom.com/tech.
Baseball. America's game. It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.